السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. إن الذين يؤذون الله ورسوله لعنهم الله في الدنيا والآخرة وأعد لهم عذابا مهينا. والذين يؤذون المؤمنين والمؤمنات بغير ما اكتسبوا فقد احتملوا بهتانا وإثما مبينا. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: تركت فيكم أمرين لن تضلوا ما تمسكتم بهما، كتاب الله وسنة رسوله. صدق الله وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. سلام على خير الأنام وسيدي حبيب إله العالمين محمد، بشير النذير هاشمي مكرم، عطوف الرؤوف من يسمى بأحمد. سيد الدروس الشريف، اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. نقش قدم نبی کے ہے جنت کے راستے، اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے. All praise is due to Allah تبارک و تعالی، our creator, our sustainer, master of the worlds. Durood and salam, peace and salutations be upon our beloved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his family and companions. Brothers in Islam, in this Mubarak occasion of Jum'ah, one great sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was accomplished, the sunnah of nikah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unite their hearts, grant barakah in their lives, and make it easy for them to practice all the other sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For today's Jum'ah, we were deciding to speak on something, but there was a special request made by the United Ulama Council that we have to address the community on certain issues. And briefly speaking to Moana Ehsan Hendricks of the Muslim Judicial Council and United Ulama Council, they gave us officially to say a few words. Brothers in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has declared a whole surah on the life of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Pak has given us solution to all our problems, calamities, difficulties. In fact, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked that a time will come of fitna and fasad and corruption, what reply did he give? Mal makhraju minha ya Rasulullah. He said, Alzamu al-Qur'an, hold fast to the Qur'an. In the farewell pilgrimage from his long khutbah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I leave behind two things. Hold fast to it. Grab and log on to it. What is it? Al-Quran wa Sunnah. So from history of Islam, we learn that the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, each and every ummati was tested. In the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi Pak alayhi salatu wa sallam, from birth till death, he went through a test. And alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah, by the wisdom and mercy of Allah, he became rahmatul lil alameen, as he was khatamun nabiyyin. So each and every Muslim, reciter of the kalima la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has love automatically for Allah and automatically for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You may harm my parent, you may harm my family member, we feel the pain for a certain while and it's forgotten. But if you harm my janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then Allah's arsh shakes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then sends his punishment on the people. So this history has proven that from the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they have tortured Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so much so that his tooth became shaheed at Uhud. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, blood oozed at Taif. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, perspiration after perspiration, crying after crying, fast upon fast, tying stones to the belly, suffering, but saying, Ya Rabbi Ummati, Ya Rabbi Ummati, O Allah, my Ummat can be saved from the fire of Jahannam. Even when he was passing away, Ya Rabbi Ummati, Ummati, on the day of Qiyamah, every Nabi will be saying, Nafsi, Nafsi, Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be saying, Ya Rabbi Ummati, Ya Rabbi Ummati, at Pul Sirat he'll be saying, Ya Rabbi Ummati, Ya Rabbi Ummati, O Ummat of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is the occasion. When a jolt is done of the Ummah, like the Sahaba were tested in Surah Ahzab, a whole surah came down when the Confederates ganged again Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Muslimin. Three groups were sifted out. One were the true believers, the Mu'mineen, and the unity of the Ummah was shown through the Muhajireen and the Ansar. The second group were the Kuffar were sifted out, and the in-between group were also sifted out, which we call Munafiqeen or hypocrites. وَزُلْزِلُوا زِلْزَالًا شَدِيدًا. Right on the outskirts of Madinatul Munawwara, Sahaba, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Ummah that was at that time were tested. So the Ummah is going to be tested. And the plot of the Kuffar is, from all time, Bada al-Islamu ghariba, wa sayaudu ghariba, fatuba lil-ghuraba. Islam started strange, something unusual. A person who worshipped 360 idols, now suddenly has to worship one Allah, Alimul Ghaybi wa Shahada, whom he could not see. But that gave strength to his iman, and then he stood up for Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What should be our stand? Fatuba lil ghuraba. People may call us by names. People will do things to incite the Muslims. They will excite the Muslims. The media portrays filthy things about our beloved Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It slapped on the face when Muslims began deleting Mixit and Facebook. And this should be our stand. Come out from it. Stand out and clear. I am an ambassador of Allah. I am an ambassador of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I am an ambassador of the Quran. The message from the United Ulama Council has called for strong condemnation of the episode and blasphemy against Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah Ta'ala has declared in Surah Azab, a beautiful ayat, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. رسالة دروس شريف. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. Every time we recite this ayah, our iman should increase for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's our basis, our formula. Day and night, we should be hymning the praises of La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The second ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, related to it, says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُؤْذُونَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولَهُ لَعْنَهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. Beware, O the believers, the message is to us, that those people who go against the commands of Allah and go against Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the curse of Allah upon them. La'anahumullahu fi dunya wal akhirah, in this world and in the hereafter. Wa'adda lahum azaban muhina, and in the hereafter Allah forbid that we be trapped in this. The kuffar will definitely taste such punishments in the hereafter. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْذُونَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ بِغَيْرِ مَكْتَسَبُوا فَقَدِ احْتَمَلُوا بُهْتَانًا وَإِثْمًا مُبِينًا. Yes, solace for us, that those who go against the believers, males and females, Allah Ta'ala has said, then for them, they blasphemous, they blasphemy, they cartoons, their statements are nothing. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will protect the Ummah if we stand on our ground, inshallah. So the message is condemnation of whatever has happened. Whether it's a loss of millions for them, this is the stand that we salute our young brothers and sisters who have made tawbah to come out from Facebook, to come out from this. And we greet you, we tell you, stand up,
to protect the honor of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What kind of a Muslim we are in South Africa in the 21st century when they are swearing the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, making filthy pictures of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we are sitting. Brothers in Islam, in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if somebody said something against Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a sahabi was ready to slaughter the neck of that person. If somebody smacked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they people jeered at Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they were ready to give their lives. Sayyidina Bilal, Sayyidina Ammar, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'alahu, he said that the worst face in Makkah was Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah astaghfirullah, and now the best face is Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What was it? The dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So brothers in Islam, not just looking at the pictures, not just reading in the media and saying we can't do anything. First of all, we condemn such issues. Number two, the ummah must remain calm. People get excited. The media's duty is to excite. All controlled by the filthy Jews. And they have a plot and a plan behind it. So we remain calm. And we uphold. تَرَكْتُ فِيكُمْ أَمْرَيْن لَن تَذِلُّ مَا تَمَسَّكْتُمْ بِهِمَا كِتَابُ اللَّهِ وَسُنَّتِي. Three, according to Moana, it is a trap set up by the kuffar. Perhaps some hidden agenda. We don't know. Every time and again, whether it is the burqa issue, whether it is something, even the sinister plot of the kuffar to bring the World Cup, and say that the Muslims are a terror threat. Yes, we are strangers. Tuba lil ghuraba. Great tidings for the strangers. What is so strange about us? Because we utter La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We are normal human beings, but we behave in a different manner. This was Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He won the hearts with akhlaq. He won the hearts with akhlaq. It is not an aql, an intelligence that will win the hearts. It is a person who will touch the heart of somebody. And this is what is required. تَخَلَّقُوا بِأَخْلَاقِ اللَّهِ. Win the hearts of people with the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now also we must boycott all the products. Boycott all those countries that are coming. Boycott the products. It has an effective tool. It is an effective tool. Brothers in Islam, people will come. They will play and score the goals. We will pray and secure souls from the fire of Jahannam, inshallah. This is our stand. You will read the website of the Jamiatul Ulama, Darul Ihsan, the United Ulama Council. They will give you more information, inshallah, on this. I have something to share that I was preparing on. That Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought about such perfect deen that if a person stands up on one sunnah, this is what is required. Don't stand and shout slogans. Don't stand and march around. Wear the garb of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Identify, I am a Muslim wherever I am. Be this Islamic garb. Identify yourself. A lady that was traveling from Washington all the way to Jeddah for work, when she sees the ihram, she asked the person on the flight, "What are you wearing?" He said, "I am going for pilgrimage. I am like a visitor into Saudi Arabia." So she said, "Where are you going?" "Makkah has the holy shrine, the Kaaba of the Muslims, and I am going there." She said, "Can I go?" He said, "No, you are not a Muslim, you cannot go, there's a board there." She said, "I will disguise myself and I will go." It is the will of Allah. She disguised herself, she wore a cloak and she came into the haram. She says, "The first sight of the Kaaba, nobody introduced me to Islam, brought tears to me, and Allah gave a hidayah just by the sight of the Kaaba. What was it that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam cried on the walls of the Kaaba? What was it that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam cried, 'Ya Rabbi Ummati, O my Ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, O reciters of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah,' can't we cry a tear, inshallah, for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam?" So the first message for today is, uphold the beautiful teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One sunnah. Yes, the people will say, "Mawlana, to make four nikahs is sunnat. I will do that sunnat." Beautiful sunnats you like. Beautiful sweet sunnats you like. "Mawlana, to eat halwa before the biryani is sunnat." We will do that sunnat. My Nabi of Allah tied stones. My Nabi of Allah used the miswak. Use the miswak and stand up. Carry your own miswak wherever you are. That will give you La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You are doing the beard sunnah, keep it one fist. This is a sign and shi'ar, a number plate against the kuffar. the topi, ya imama, wear it, stand up and wear your kurta. Be ambassadors of Islam. Identify yourself that Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam must be pleased. Allah must be pleased. Every Monday and Thursday the report is given of the Ummah. And imagine Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will receive the report. How happy he will become that so many people made tawbah from all the filthy things. And the people are swearing me, but yet my Ummatis are standing up. And they're getting the sawab. A time came when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked the Sahaba, you are my Sahaba, where are my Ahbab, where are my beloved people? They said, Ya Rasulullah, we are your beloved to you, we are giving our wealth to you, we are giving our love to you. He said, no, a people will come, who will believe in me, who will follow in me, they will be given glad tidings, not one time, 50 times to 70 times, they are the close ones. Brothers, we are the Ahbab that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was talking. So now we have to stand up on the sunnah. First and foremost, promote the sunnah. We come into the masjid. Do we know the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? We going to eat. Do we know the sunnahs? Remind others on the sunnah. Nakshe qadam nabi ke hai jannat ke raaste. Allah se milate hai sunnat ke raaste. How beautiful the sayings of our Shaykh and Murshid. Allah give him long life, good health. Allah Ta'ala accept the Umrah of Maulana Yunus Patel Sahab, Damar Barakatuhum. Crying with the love of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Crying with the love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So message is clear. اعمل لدنياك بقدر بقائك فيها. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, work in this world for the time you're going to stay in this world. And وَعْمَلْ لِلْآخِرَةِ بِقَدْرِ بَقَائِكَ فِيهَا. And work for the life of the hereafter, for the time you're going to spend in the hereafter. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Sahibul Ghar, the companion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Hijrah, he was known as the companion in the cave. We all know Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. I have to summarize this, it's a long hadith, but just to understand the period of darkness, the challenge that come onto the ummah, how we should stand up and bear such challenges and make sabr and make dua, give sadaqah, stand up on the sunnah and go out in the path of Allah, and we see the rahmat of Allah drawing inshallah. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq said, Zulumatu khamsun wa nuru laha khamsun. There are five darknesses. Oh ummat, five darknesses. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala quoted very few ahadith. But those that he quoted have jewels, brothers. Five darknesses, and there are five lights that illuminate and remove such darknesses. Hubbu dunya zulmatun wa sirajuha at-taqwa. The love of this world is a form of darkness. One will go mad behind the dunya. The dunya is a prison for a believer and paradise for a non-believer. Brother in Islam, for Allah's sake, take out the world. Use the love of the world for the love of Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Use the inamat which Allah has given you in this world to prepare for the life of the hereafter. So the nur of the against the zulumat of this world is taqwa, Allah consciousness. And how are we going to get this? Stay in the company of the righteous. Allah Pak give them long life, good health. Follow their teachings and their sunnahs that they are teaching us, and they're making us reach those that are close to Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Number two, al-dhanbu zulmatun was-siraju lahu at-tawbah. Everyone commits sins. A'malukum ummalukum. Our a'mal, our actions that are not portrayed according to the sunnah, they bring our leaders. So just say, I have committed a mistake. That is why blasphemy on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Blame ourselves. Don't put the blame syndrome on anybody. They have their plot, we have our plot. See how much of harm the Muslim ummah has caused to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then we take stock of ourselves. Adhambu zulmatun. Keep away from sin, big or small. And it is darkness. وَالصِّرَاجُ لَهُ التَّوْبَةِ. Allah has given us a door that is of tawbah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst the ta'ibin, those that make tawbah. Because at-ta'ibu habibullah, you become the beloved of Allah. وَالْقَبْرُ zulmatun. Number three, وَالصِّرَاجُ لَهَا لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ مُحَمَّدُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. Brothers in Islam, people have passed on. Allah filled the qabr with nur. Nobody has come back to tell us what has happened in the grave. Some time back I spoke on death. But brothers in Islam, every day somebody is passing away. What a lesson we should take, that the light of the grave is La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You will find 24 huruf on the letters of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Spend your 24 hours according to the formula shown by Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the light of the grave is the kalima. Read the kalima, promote the kalima, give dawah towards the kalima, enjoin the kalima, and stay on the teachings of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَالْآخِرَةُ ظُلْمَةٌ وَالصِّرَاجُ لَهَا عَلْعَمَلُ الصَّالِحِ Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq says that the hereafter will be dark and bleak if we don't do a'mal saliha in this world. Brothers in Islam, every Friday nasihat is given. We go on for the whole week, but do we think of a change on this Friday to the next Friday, whether we're going to be alive? Only Allah knows. Whether we're going to see the end of the day, so make a'mal saliha. Sahaba used to compete with each other. وَفِي ذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ How much of Quran you read, how much of tasbih you made, how much of zikr you made, how much of sunnats you learned, teach me something. So this should be amal saliha. We should sit in the salihin's company and كُونُوا مَعَهُمْ كُخَالِتُوهُمْ لِتَكُونُوا مِثْلَهُمْ Stay with them so that you become amongst them, inshallah. وَالصِّرَاطُ ظُلْمَةٌ وَالصِّرَاجُ لَهُ الْيَقِينُ Pul sirat is period of darkness. It's thinner than a strand of hair, sharper than sword. 1,500 years long, brothers. We haven't seen it, we can't imagine. And it is their reality. But 500 years climbing, incline, 500 years straight, 500 years decline. It is said, our salat, our ibadat, it is our qurbani, our umrah, our hajj, our tilawate Quran, inshallah, will make us cross like lightning across this. So this is this message that Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala has given. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me and all of us the opportunity to make amal on this. To stand up on the sunnats of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To stand up and recite durood and salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To enjoin the beautiful teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our house. Take the book of sunnats. Take fazail amal. Take the kitab. Discuss one sunnah. Have ta'aleem. It will draw the noor of Allah into your house. The noor of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And to remove such dark clouds. Haji Bhai Padia Rahmatullah Alayhi told during the elections. Then send the people in the path of Allah. Sit for nafil i'tikaf. Give sadaqah. Make Yasin Sharif khatam. This will inshallah remove such dark clouds. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only give them hidayat. If hidayat is not written for them. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroy them from the face of the earth. Like how he destroyed the other enemies of Islam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant shifa to all those who are sick. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept the umrah of all those who are gone for umrah. Allah accept the hajj of the hujjaj that are intending. Accept the umrah of those intending. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all those who have people who have passed on. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill the qabr with noor. Wa akhiru da'wan. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.